It's outrageous, okay? It shows that the Democrats are nothing now but words and fantasy and hallucination and Hollywood, okay? There's no journalism left. What's happened, okay, to the New York Times? What's happened to the major networks? Okay, it's an outrage. I'm a professor of media studies in addition to professor of humanities, okay? And I think it's absolutely grotesque the way my party has destroyed journalism right now. It's going to take decades to recover from this atrocity that's going on, where the news media have turned themselves over into the most childish, fraternity kind of buffoonish behavior. Journalism has really collapsed partly because of the arrival of the web, which I adore. I love writing for the web. But as the different cities, you know, the regional newspapers have foundered and in some cases disappeared, what we're getting now is this concentration of news reporting coming from the coasts, okay, which is really bad. Okay, so we're not getting the kind of voices of the heartland, okay, that we used to. Not only that, but education has changed so that young people are not getting any exposure to history. Okay, they know nothing about world history. They know nothing about world geography. Okay, they're taught to have positive, you know, attitudes and to be humane and compassionate and so on, but they're not taught the basic framework of world history. This is why you get all this crap about how America is the worst place on earth when it's like the freest country in the history of the world. And young people today have had absolutely no exposure to the famines and the war and the disasters, okay, of history. They need to be exposed to the past. Well, all it will take is someone to figure out how to sabotage the power grid in the United States.
Bingo.
And everything will collapse. Then we're going to return to savagery and barbarians in the street and famine. Okay, again, right? And so all these people who can they assume they can just switch on a light and turn on a faucet and everything works. They have no sense of how it works. Business, okay, and the material frame of culture, okay, and capitalism, okay, which emancipated the modern woman, right? And so there's all this rhetoric. Now, you see, I've been saying for 25 years, right, that people need religion. Now, I'm an atheist, okay, but I predicted 25 years ago, okay, that secular humanism was on the skids, and that's what's happened, because secular humanism has no spirituality.